Hello world, this is Ambassador Charles Linda Floyd from the First Jew Ministry of Ur. Today is a historical day in Christendom. We have now launched the HISTAR-7GG-S TV and radio.org network. This is the network that Judaism and Christianity and all of the children of Noah, regardless of their religious affiliation or non-affiliation, they have been waiting for this channel. And we want you. We need your prayers and your encouragement and your finance in order to make sure that God's word will never be diluted nor be compromised. And this is a channel where you will never hear any of our associates or any of our members saying that this have not been verified by our editor's desk. Because the editor for desk for this TV and radio network is none other than one of the G's in 7GG, and the editor is the Holy Spirit, the author of His Star Torah Bible. Now, you might be wondering, as so many has wondered in the past, well, how do I find a His Star Torah Bible? If you have the old-fashioned King James Version, you have His Star Torah Bible. You say, well, I thought that you had Judaism in the Old Testament and Christianity in the New Testament. But what you got to understand is that Judaism, under Judaism, God called a people, called a man, first of all, by the name of Abram, A-B-R-A-M, in chapter 12 of Genesis. And he gave him blessings and curses in that chapter. And all of the blessings in that chapter and everything remained static to just the seed of Abraham until Genesis 17:5. Now let's back up. Genesis 12, when God start dealing with Abram after Genesis 11:9, when he had scattered mankind over the face of the earth, God was without a witness at that time for the Genesis 3:15, seed of the woman, Emmanuel, God is among us. And so God was in search of a friend to bring forth Genesis 3:15 to couple it with John 3:16. And that is how Abram become the first Jew after the scattering. Now, the first Jew of the Bible was Adam. Adam was the first Jew. When God created Adam, he created him. And you have to understand what a Jew is. The Jew, the uppercase Jew, the J-E-W, stands for, the J is Jehovah's, the E is eternal, and the word and the letter W stand for word, Jehovah's eternal word. And you find the validation for that scripture in John 1:1. And listen, in the beginning was the Word. Second, the Word was with God. And the Word was who? and the Word was God. So that's the definition of the Jew. Then what did Adam become? Adam became the repository Jew. A repository in the 21st century college dictionary, somewhere in there, repository, it states that a repository is an individual that something of great value has been entrusted to. And what could be more important than our salvation? He told Adam that Adam, out of all of the trees in the garden. Now, one of the mistakes that we make when we come to the Garden of Eden, we think that the Garden of Eden was just mama's little patch that she grew her garden in. But my brothers and sisters, the Garden of Eden was 8,000 miles across, and I'm looking for some 24 weight, and 24,000 miles round in circumference. Okay? Now, I have to pause right here because I'm in Staples doing some shopping, okay? All right? But I will resume this message when I come back to this spot. Thank you so kindly, and pray with me that I'll finish it. Thank you. Now, Brother Black, what do I do?
Save it.
So save that.